You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Lisa Hale, in for Melissa Kay. Last week, the big story was that Governor Tony Evers is not running for a third term, and people started lining up to join the race. But there's one big name that will not be on the ballot for the primaries. Savannah Tomei Olson has that story.
Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez has launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley says he plans to run too. That's on the Democratic side. When it comes to Republicans, Trump-aligned businessman Bill Berrien is running, as is Washington County Executive Josh Shulman. Not long after Evers' announcement, former Governor Scott Walker started posting some cryptic tweets showing what looks to be an AI-generated Make Wisconsin Great Again hat. It had 45-47 on the side. President Donald Trump is the 45th and 47th president, and coincidentally, if he were elected again, Scott Walker would be Wisconsin's 45th and 47th governor. He even posted a long list of what he thinks the next governor's priorities should be. All of this implied he may be interested in running for a non-consecutive third term. And then over the weekend, he posted this message.
I'm not going to be a candidate for governor in 2026. In fact, I'm going to continue my work as president of Young America's Foundation.
The field of candidates is expected to get bigger before it narrows with primaries next year. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Republican state lawmakers have introduced a bill seeking to cap tuition increases at the universities of Wisconsin. The public university system recently approved a 5% increase in tuition for next year, the third year in a row that tuition has increased. The proposed legislation would cap future tuition increases to no higher than the rate of inflation. It's the third time in recent years that Republican lawmakers have attempted to cap the tuition. Tuition and fees make up over half of the system's yearly revenue. Gas prices are continuing to fall in Wisconsin, but are going up slightly nationally. In Wisconsin, it will cost you an average of $2.88 a gallon for gas, a decrease of 4.1 cents per gallon from last week. Nationally, the price has risen almost a cent to $3.10 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said oil prices are hovering around the $65 a barrel range, and gas demand is easing up as the summer wanes. He believes we'll continue to see a decline as we approach Labor Day, as long as there's no hurricane activity to disrupt supply. In Green Bay, the average price for a gallon of gas is $2.82. In Appleton and Oshkosh, it's $2.80. The United States Department of Justice is suing a Green Bay area landlord alleging he and his business violated the Fair Housing Act by discriminating against tenants based on sex. The civil complaint filed against David Jones and D. Jones Properties, LLC, alleges that he engaged in severe, pervasive, and unwelcome sexual harassment of a female tenant, making unwelcome sexual comments, grabbing the tenant without her consent, and entering the tenant's home without her permission. Finally, taking adverse housing-related actions against the tenant when she asserted her rights under the FHA. Jones is presumed innocent until proven guilty. When Governor Tony Evers announced that he would not run for a third term, one of the people mentioned as a possible on the Democratic primary ticket was Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. On Monday, she announced that she will not run to continue as Secretary of State and will not run for governor. Instead, she'll consider a run for the second highest office, Lieutenant Governor. For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Lisa Hale.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball Tonight as the crew hosts the Cubs in Game 2 of their series. Milwaukee with a win last night, 8-4, but a rough start for Jacob Mizorowski. The Miz giving up 3 runs and throwing 40 pitches in the top of the first. Was it as rough as it looked?
I mean, yeah, it's a long inning, so everything, you know, sucks. Really start feeling a little loose, you know, and every pitch keeps in the way just that little bit. Definitely the settling down and getting the 10 outs. Thought I did my job and getting us in a position that we can succeed.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
First inning, we're down 3-0. He feels horrible. His adrenaline. I learned a lot about him, and it just goes to show you the kid can can pitch, not just throw.
NFL Packers training camp continues with practice and pads. Running back Marshawn Lloyd injured in the first set of downs after being clobbered by former Raiders defensive back Nate Hobbs. Lloyd ended up sitting out the rest of practice. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As far as episodic TV goes, nothing gets me more excited than a well-done cop show. There have been two spinoffs so far from the Amazon Prime cop show Bosch, a show about a stubborn, uncompromising police detective played by Titus Welliver. In a new cop show, Welliver heads up the cast in Westies. According to Collider, Welliver plays Glenn Keenan, a Vietnam vet and gritty beat cop. The story is set in the early 80s in Hell's Kitchen in New York and follows the Westies, a real-life Irish street gang, as they try to carve out a piece of the action despite being a much smaller force than the Mafia's five families of New York. Welliver calls his character deeply corrupt and very dark, but also nuanced. Joining him in the cast are J.K. Simmons, Tom Brittany, Jessica Francis Duke, and just added additions Sarah Bulger and Stanley Morgan. The Westies will drop on MGM Plus sometime in 2026. Phineas and Ferb are coming back in 2026. Season 5 is currently on the air, but it's being called a revival. At Comic-Con last week in San Diego, the producers celebrated said revival of the Disney show, which launched 10 new episodes June 5th, and announced that the next batch of episodes will drop next year. Phineas and Ferb debuted in 2007, but went off the air in 2015. The USA Network has announced it has canceled Resident Alien, despite the show carving out a nice following over its four seasons. The announcement was made right before the season 4 finale last week. The sci-fi comedy is about an alien who is also a doctor in a small town and tries to conceal his identity. The show is based on a book of the same title. Executive producer Chris Sheridan says he wasn't totally caught off guard by the surprise, and for what it's worth, says the season 4 finale episode is his favorite of the whole series. During the recent SNL 50th anniversary show, Dan Aykroyd was a notable absence. He has finally come forward with why he did not attend the celebration broadcast. Putting it very simply, the 73-year-old Aykroyd said he wanted to sit with his family and eat his own popcorn while he got to watch the nostalgic fun. South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone went there in the season premiere of season 27. They discussed the episode during Comic-Con, as well as their struggles with Paramount to get the show on the air as it was seen. During the episode, the writer showed a naked commander-in-chief walking through the desert and did not blur over any private parts, albeit pretty cartoonish private parts. The writing team said they argued back and forth with Paramount for 4 days about what they would show and what they wouldn't. But in the end, Parker and Stone were unrelenting and got their way. The writers say they are fully expecting to be sued by a certain Oval Office resident. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms today, otherwise partly cloudy with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. An isolated thunderstorm or two tonight will drop down into the 60s tomorrow. An isolated thunderstorm or two possible with a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.